Good Monday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is David Lorenzotti with University Relations and Publications at Lander University. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. I have a professional radio and TV broadcaster sitting across from me. Now I feel intimidated. That's right. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Dave Lorenzotti. Is that right?
Correct.
From Lander University. In fact, he works in the Office of Public Relations. Now, what kind of good fit is that?
It's a perfect fit for me because before my wife and I relocated to South Carolina from Massachusetts, that's what I did in healthcare for about 13 years.
Wow.
And then prior to that, I was like you, a broadcaster.
A personality.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Now, just out of curiosity, what made you move from Massachusetts? You said Springfield up in that area, which is in the western part of Massachusetts. What made you decide to come all the way south?
My wife and I and our family had vacationed in South Carolina several times, and we really fell in love with the state. We had initially intended to, in fact, we had built a house out in the Myrtle Beach area, but over time, that area just got so crowded that we decided we wanted something a little less hectic. And
right.
So my wife, who retired from her job a year before I did a lot of investigating, and we wound up at Savannah Lakes in McCormick, which fits us perfect.
It is great because you're close enough to, you're far enough away, but you're close enough to go anywhere you want without much, really, an hour's drive. You can
sure.
be about anywhere.
Exactly. It's the best of both worlds.
That's right. Are you a golfer?
No, not really. My wife is the golfer.
Your wife is the golfer.
Yes.
Hence Savannah Lakes. Hey, that's great.
Right.
Well, we are here talking now. How long have you actually been working at with Lander?
I started at Lander in April of 2003, so it's a little over 8 years.
Lander's changed, hasn't it?
It has.
Grown
well,
a lot.
Just in the short period of time that I've been there, it has. The way it looks, a lot of curriculum changes, certainly a lot of changes in faculty and administrative staff.
And, of course, the new entrance there into Lander,
yes.
What a difference that made.
Absolutely.
And, of course, getting tomorrow is the big opening of the Jeff May Center. What is that, 5 o'clock, I think?
It's a dedication ceremony at 5 o'clock at the Jeff May Complex, which is Lander's new recreation, wellness, and sports complex. It's something that we've been waiting to open for quite a long time, and now it's here.
Well, you know, it's great that it is actually here. I know that the ceremonies will be taking place in the Stephen B. Dolny baseball stadium.
Right. And I just wanted to emphasize, too, that the public is invited. The program itself will be very brief, and then folks can go on a tour of the different parts of the facility, and also there'll be some refreshments. So the whole community is invited.
Well, that's great. We're going to have to set up to do a live walkthrough
mm-hmm.
one day at lunchtime. That would be very cool.
It's an amazing facility.
Right.
And I've been fortunate in my job with Lander to have gone out there at various stages to take pictures and to write stories about the way it was coming into its various stages, and it's been exciting to watch it from groundbreaking to where it is today. It's just an amazing facility.
Well, it's certainly, you know, as we've driven by for months and months watching it, it is nice to see the lighting and
right.
the trees and everything. It does just look beautiful over there.
It is. It's a great addition to Greenwood County, and I know that the folks that I've spoken with in the county administration, the city administration, they all agree. Chamber of Commerce,
sure.
tourism, they all agree that's a great addition.
So are we going to have any special guests making the announcement or doing the groundbreaking there tomorrow? Well, it'll be a dedication.
Yeah, there are going to be some people from Lander, you know, President Ball, Jeff May, a couple of folks from the board. we don't have any surprise guests.
No surprise guests. None unveiled right here on Meet Me at the Diner right here on WLMA. Well, I know this is going to be exciting. We're going to talk more about that. We're also going to be talking about Focus on Japan. Now, this is an awesome project that I don't think would be happening if we didn't have Dr. Park on staff here.
That's exactly right. Dr. Park came at the beginning of this year and has been an amazingly hardworking individual. He has set up a lot of relationships between Lander University and colleges and universities in the Pacific Rim, namely China, Korea, and our newest a university in Thailand. And the focus on Japan was his idea.
Particularly after the earthquake, right?
Right. The whole thrust of it is to create a sense of goodwill between the United States and Japan, but also it will be the kickoff to what will be a series of annual focus-type programs, different countries. Lander has gotten under the direction of Dr. Park and also our study abroad program, Dr. D. Stone, has really gotten involved in the global educational field, where we send students to universities in Europe to study for a semester, summer study programs, and just recently we had four students from Korea who are now enrolled at Lander for this current academic year. One of our students went to the University of Incheon in September to study. So what this has done, this Asian initiative and the study abroad program, is to create an opportunity for our students to go abroad and to learn in different cultures. And the best part of it is the programs that they participate in at these foreign universities, they receive credit for it here at Lander. It's part of their study program.
Some of the best parts are reading their blogs.
Yes.
I read some of the first ones where they went to Korea and being told that they're just supposed to eat what's on their plate. And what was one of it? The shower in the bathroom was the bathroom itself. And getting used to totally different lifestyle, but still learning all about the culture. Very interesting for our young people, I think, particularly.
Right. Well, I neglected to mention that we had four students who went and took part in an international summer program at Donghai University and University of Incheon.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a delegation from Donghai that came here in June, spent 3 days meeting with folks at Lander, meeting folks in the community, taking a tour of the Greenwood area. And it's a new, exciting opportunity for us to expand our reach into the Pacific Rim area, where we really have not done anything before.
And we really do have to thank the friendship between Dr. Ball and Dr. Park, right?
Absolutely.
But without that, I don't think we would be here today talking about this, do you?
No. I think that folks ought to know that Dr. Park and Dr. Ball worked together at Ball State University in Indiana.
That was not named for Dr. Ball.
No,
yes,
it was
sorry.
Not. But when folks started considering, Dr. Ball and others started considering this new global approach, I think he felt that the obvious person to call upon was Jay Park, because at Ball State, in addition to his responsibilities as an educator, he was headed up their Asia program. So
sure.
What he did at Ball State, he has been able to replicate at Lander on a smaller level, but when you think that he's only been here a few months, it's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, very quickly. We also should mention he's a, what is he, a black belt karate?
Oh, yes.
I mean, look out if you
see
Dr. Park.
Eighth degree black belt, yes.
All right, we're going to be talking more here with Dave Lorenzetti. And if you've got a question on what's going on over there at Lander or some of the other things going on, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is David Lorenzotti with the University Relations and Publications at Lander University. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, Dave, I got to go out there and say something. This gal right here, right now, hey, Angie, I tell you what, tell her to come on over here. We need to get a word from her right now. She won. Bring me her slip there and everything. We'll get a picture right here on the air. Oh, come on now. We got to have a picture. Barbara, come on over here right now. You told us you were so excited to win this package, $400 package for 4-4. Here, you want to turn around so she can get a picture of us together here. $400 package to go to Piedmont Tech's Building a Culture of Healthcare Excellence. Isn't this cool?
It is awesome. I'm very excited.
You are very excited. Well, that's great. Oh, there we go. We got a picture? We're working on a picture here, folks. That's why there's no noise. Okay, we got a picture. Now, Barbara, what do you do?
I work with children and families.
Wow, so to take this package, that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is wonderful.
Well, you are going to have a great time, and maybe you'll get some Disney ears, some Mickey Mouse ears while you're there. I've been told they do get a set, and I've asked for a set, too.
So I like the Disney ears.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations, and thanks for listening to WLMA.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, there you go. Here's her certificate right there. Let me get back over here to Lander. I tell you what, this is Education Day right
that's
here.
That's right.
All right, so... Wow, that was a big giveaway. $400 package to go to their Disney program out there at Piedmont Tech.
Oh, great. That's
for healthcare excellence.
Uh-huh.
Excellent, isn't
terrific.
It? It is. And, of course, there's lots of great programs out there at Lander. In fact, this one, the one we're talking about today, is there any charge for this?
No.
Nada?
Nada.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Just come?
Neil.
Just come enjoy the program?
Just come enjoy the program, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it starts this afternoon. Now, we're going to have the State of the University address with President Dr. Dan Ball. And, of course, he'll be telling you about things that are going on, future initiatives. And that is actually at the Josephine B. Abney Cultural Center right there on Lander University. And then after that, they jump right in and start with Focus on Japan.
Yeah, we have an opening ceremony. Dr. Park is going to make a short presentation talking about our international program and the purpose of Focus on Japan. The mayor is going to be there presenting a proclamation declaring this as Japan Week in Greenwood. We'll have performances by Lander music faculty performing the American and the Japanese national anthems, and the president of Fuji Manufacturing, Shinji Kataoka, is going to make opening remarks.
Can you say that again? I was very impressed.
I've been practicing. I've learned so much about Japan, and in this, I say this in all seriousness, in the time that we've been planning, we started back in March or late February,
mm-hmm.
in the time that we've been holding our planning meetings, I've learned so much about Japan, the people, the culture, the education. It's a remarkable. This is going to be a remarkable program for people who, even people who know something about Japan, but people who do not.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of daily activities focusing on Japan.
Absolutely, and such a nice tie-in with Fuji, too.
Yes.
Yes, I mean,
they're
that makes
one of
it even...
They're one of our sponsors and have been very helpful in the planning process, and some of their folks will be presenters later in the week. In fact, Alan Creighton is going to be making a presentation tomorrow He is their vice president of environmental health and safety. He's going to be making a presentation on what Fuji's impact is on the Greenwood community and the environment, the whole area. So, but they've been very, very helpful to us.
Sure, and I'm sure they're probably very proud that that the first country that you were working on was Japan.
Right.
So yes. nice tie-in. Now, not only that, this evening we're going to have a Japanese fashion show. Now, that sounds totally cool. What kind of Japanese fashions do you know?
I don't know.
Traditional?
I think it's going to be traditional. I know later in the week we have a fashion show that will include kimonos. This one, I'm not too certain exactly what it's going to be, but I can promise you it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely. Well, you know, if Monique is involved, Monique Sake Bagwell is involved in something, it's always going to be interesting.
Right.
Yes,
right.
And yeah. It's going to be a production. Well, that's great. Well, these are the types of things that are going to be going on. They're going to have all kinds of lectures. They're going to have teas. They're going to have movements, Japanese cuisine. I know that you probably have looked this over and thought of some of the things that we really need to highlight. What do you think is going to be some of the most interesting exhibits?
There are a lot of cultural activities going on. We have a calligraphy and sumi-e, which is ink and brush painting. We have two demonstrations for folks who are interested in that. The other everything is interesting. But
right.
The ones that I find particularly interesting are there are two lectures, one that's coming up on Wednesday morning. It has to do with Japanese ceramics
and the tea ceremony. Yes.
And then there will be a tea ceremony. And then later in the day, in the afternoon on Wednesday, there will also be a tea ceremony and kimono demonstration. What's also important to understand is that the folks who are involved as presenters are people who are experts in whatever field it happens to be, whether it's art, tea ceremonies, and the other interesting demonstration we have coming up is a martial arts demonstration. Dr. Park is going to be demonstrating some of his moves, and
he's going to be putting the moves on Greenwood here.
And we have several other individuals who are going to be participating. Aaron Blackwell, who is a sixth degree black belt in Kyudo, which is another martial art, very fascinating. I found out about him when I went onto his website, and it's very fascinating. We have Grandmaster E.S. Moon, who's a martial arts expert from Greenville. Greenwood. So they'll be doing a martial arts demonstration set 4 o'clock on Thursday.
That's right, and that'll be at the amphitheater.
Yes.
Unless it's raining. It'll be right outside there at the amphitheater. So that should be very fascinating. We do need to say that Dr. Park is an 8th degree black belt in judo.
Right.
Watch out.
Then,
has he ever said, you know, you will do this, Dave?
I always show him the greatest amount of respect. You know?
He's short, but he's powerful.
Yes. I didn't mention also that on Tuesday we're going to have karaoke demonstration,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Ball is going to lead that off.
Dr. Ball is going to be leading karaoke.
Yes.
Very interesting. Is he going to be playing the guitar, too?
I'm not sure about that. He's a college president and a real showman, and I say that with all respect. I mean,
he
appeared in our Taste of Lander not long after I came to Lander, where we had people on staff, students who performed,
mm-hmm.
and he did a couple of numbers and did a great job.
He absolutely did. You are correct. Let's see. Was that the one where Kelly McWhorter and Linda Kidd and some of the others were?
Performance,
too. So
right.
Lots of talent over there at Lander University. Speaking of that, coming up on Thursday, y'all are hosting the event for the chamber.
Yes. I haven't been involved in that too much. What we've been trying to do is to arrange focus on Japan so we don't bump into the Chambers event, and I think we'll be doing that. But the Chamber event is very important. It's a great
networking
showcase,
mm-hmm,
and an opportunity, as you said, to network. So our campus will be pretty busy on Thursday.
That's terrific. And, of course, you just came off hosting the Wall That Heals there. That was an awesome experience. I think a lot of people really appreciated the fact that Lander was part of bringing that and held it right there. It was beautiful there.
It was. We were very fortunate. We worked with Carrie Bolt, who was the Veterans Affairs Officer for Lawrence County and Greenwood County, Anna Cusin from Self Regional Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of planning, and we were able to provide what I think is a community service, because I see it not only as an exhibition, I saw it as a historical event.
It was historical.
For many of even Lander students who
had no basis to understand the Vietnam War or all the things that associated with that. On our website, we actually put some videos on there. We have one where I talked to Adam Taylor. We talked to a lot of people there. It's excellent. Was excellent the whole time we were there. And I know a lot of people, midnight hours, 2 o'clock in the morning, there were people out there. It was a service to our community.
It brought out a lot of people who are veterans, not only of Vietnam, but World War II, Korea, peacetime, and I think it was an opportunity for everybody to get together, not to swap war stories so much, but to just to
remember,
be with each other at a quiet time. There was part of the exhibit was a museum,
mm-hmm,
and that had a lot of really good information about the war, about the folks who fought in it, the men and women who lost their lives. And the other piece was they provided a directory for people to look up names so they could find the location of the names on the wall.
Absolutely. Hey, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Dave Lorenzetti right over there from Lander University, telling us all the things going on this week. Don't you go away. Hey, if you want to make a call and ask a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll join the news in progress.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is David Lorenzetti with the University Relations and Publications at Lander University. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here. We are getting into Japan. That's right. This afternoon, it will be for the rest of the week. The Wilburn Adams, the mayor of Greenwood, is proclaiming Japan Week right here in Greenwood for the whole week. So, you know, if you haven't been over to Lander, if you haven't been on campus recently, you need to go over there and check it out. I guess if somebody wanted information about this, Dave, they could go on a website to find out?
Yes, there's the website. It's Lander's website, www.lander.edu/go-to/focus.
Go-to-focus. Okay. Well,
we have some... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We have, in addition to the activities daily, we have a number of exhibits that'll be there through the week. For example, one of our math professors, Dr. Josie Ryan, she has an immense amount of experience with origami, and she has folded personally 1,000. Origami cranes, paper
cranes.
You put
those on. There was a picture of that in the paper yesterday.
Right.
Fabulous display.
Right. Yeah. She has done a lot of work with origami. I think she told me it's been probably 10 or 12 years ago she started as a hobby. But she folded 2,000 of them. I mean, 1,000 of them. And according to legend, an individual who folds 1,000 cranes will have
good fortune in their life. So she must have a lot backed up, because I know that she has folded this exhibit. She folded one for another exhibit a couple of years ago over Christmas time at an abbey. And so I think she's got a backlog.
Good fortune.
And we have those cranes are on exhibit in the lobby of the Jackson Library on campus. The other exhibit that we have, it started at the beginning of this month. It'll continue right through the 30th. It's the Shiro Kuma Collection, Asian Paintings, Ceramics, and Sculpture, and that's in the Monsanto Gallery. And that's a fascinating exhibit of Asian art, sculpture.
Netsuki's the little carved.
Yeah, Netsuki's. Yeah, I think that's what they're called. And he, Edwin Sims, is going to be doing a presentation on that too. Let's see if I can find that here. He's going to be doing a presentation on the miniatures during the week.
There it is. It is on Wednesday from 9:10 to 10:10 in the Lewis Greer Room at Lander University.
Right. And he's going to be giving a lecture and showing some examples. So
those can be very interesting.
Yes.
It's a good thing we're on the radio.
You have to describe them, right?
All right. You know what I'm talking about out there. But anyways, get over there to Lander. Check out all these things. Now, what is the movie Between the Folds? I noticed that one is coming up this week as a movie over there at the Centennial Hall Multipurpose Room.
Dr. Linda Neely, who's the chair of Lander's Department of Art, that was her suggestion that we program that, and it's a documentary movie, and it focuses on the applications of
origami
and art and science, mathematics, but from a personal viewpoint as well.
You know, it's amazing to me. I've interviewed several people on origami, and it's very interesting to me to find out that the telescope that comes out from the up in the space there, actually uses the principles of origami to fold out and be able to fold back up so small.
The other interesting part about origami in interviewing Josie Ryan, Dr. Ryan, origami has applications in mathematics and the treatment of working with equations. It's more than just
pretty paper.
Pretty paper and a hobby, and it does have some scientific application.
Absolutely.
There are other, I mentioned the activities that are on campus, but there are also activities that are going to be in the community. The Arts Center of Greenwood has a cultural exhibit, cultural and historical exhibit, through this week. And it is a display of cultural and historical items that are on loan from the Consulate General of Japan in Atlanta. We owe them that organization a debt of gratitude too, because they loaned us 33 posters, some kites, the items that are on display at the Art Center to help us promote the focus on Japan. They were very, very helpful. And in fact, the closing ceremony on Friday, the keynote address will be given by the Honorable Takuji Hanatani, who was the Consul General of Japan in Atlanta.
Wow.
And we were very fortunate that we were able to, Dr. Park was able to get him on our Focus on Japan calendar. We're looking forward to having him here.
That's excellent. So that will actually be going on, is that on Friday?
That's the keynote address is Friday at 6 o'clock in the Josephine Abney Cultural Center Auditorium, and that'll be part of the closing ceremony.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. So lots of good stuff here. All you got to do is go to their website, lander.edu/go-to/focus, and you'll be able to see all the events coming up, and it will be an excellent program to be part of. Whether you can do all of it or just simply a part of it, events going on at the Greenwood County Library, at the Art Center, and all over Lander. So make sure you put aside some time. Take the kids. Excellent time to take some kids and get some focus on Japan.
Right, exactly. The other important part is that I mentioned that a lot of planning went into this. We started at the end of February, I believe. It wasn't too long after Dr. Park came. We started at the end of February and went right up until about 3 weeks ago. But the important thing to remember, too, is that a lot of people at Lander had a hand in putting this together, but a number of people in the community were also on our planning committee. There were 26 folks, and several are people from Greenwood, from Fuji and other agencies in Greenwood.
Right. So this has been a nice coordination of an event that included the whole community.
Well, it was meant from the very beginning when we started to put together the broad strokes. It was meant to be a community event, even though, I mean, it's being held at Lander. It's not for our students or our faculty exclusively. It's for the entire community. And so we encourage people to come out.
Absolutely. So you need to go out and see it. The events for this are free and open to the public, absolutely, positively, no charge, whether it's going to the fashion show, whether it's going to the tea, whether it's all the different lectures that will be going on all week long. You'll want to be part of this. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more on Focus on Japan. I think we ought to talk about the dedication of the Jeff May Center, and we're going to be talking about the docent program, something you might be interested in being part of. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back in just a moment.
Lou Dobbs, Mr. Independent.
Wow. Ann Eller, I love your show, the I Love Ann Show, which airs from 8 to 10 a.m. each weekday on WLMA Radio in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Well, we have a good time. It's a real positive, upbeat show.
I love it.
Well, then, you will just have to keep listening to the I Love Ann Show weekdays on WLMA 1350 AM or WLMA.net.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is David Lorenzetti with University Relations and Publications at Lander University. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
How do you?
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, if you've got gold, gold's dropped back here today, folks. You might ought to bring it. I don't know how low it's going to go, but we're always buying and paying the most right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. And you do know that we do buy the diamonds, the little diamonds, the big diamonds. We buy all that. If it's in good condition, you're going to get a whole lot more for it than if it's in meltdown condition. But even in meltdown condition, you get the most for it because we always pay top dollar. We want you to come see us. We'll be here all day long till 6 o'clock, and Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 to 2. Got a question? Give us a call, 229-6613. That's for Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 bypass. Well, Dave, we have been talking about focus on Japan. We have been focusing on Japan here today.
We have.
And this is really an exciting time for Lander. I mean, I think it's amazing. Pull all these events together. You've got the dedication tomorrow for the Jeff May Center. You've got the focus on Japan. We've got the State of the University address today.
Board meeting tomorrow.
Board meeting tomorrow. And then coming up on, it's Thursday night, isn't it, the chamber event.
The networking event, yes.
So Lander is going to be a busy week, and then just coming off the Hall of the Wall of the
Wall that Heals.
Wall that
right.
Heals mm-hmm. with the Vietnam Wall there. Unbelievable exposure for Lander and good exposure. People need to come out to the campus. That's one thing Dr. Ball's always telling me. He wants people to come out and see what's there.
Right. It's worth a trip just to walk through. I mean, it's just a great place to see, and a great place to work. I enjoy working there. It's there are a lot of good people. It's very interesting to have interaction with the students. Keeps your mind active. I also should mention, too, coming up, it's not this week.
Right.
Next Tuesday is the first concert in our Greenwood Lander Performing Arts
That's right.
series, Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Wow, that's going to be a big one.
Yes.
That is. So if you'd like to get tickets for that, you better give them a call. That one's going to sell out, I bet.
I would think if it's not sold out, it's probably close to it.
Yeah. So make sure you check that out. All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit more about the Jeff May Complex. You know, it's that place they've been working on. You know, I was talking this morning on the radio show about that. I said it's hard to remember that roses used to be that was the Roses Center right there, big business. And then, of course, Hancock Fabrics was there. And now look at it. You wouldn't even know anything like that had been there.
It's a really, really terrific addition to Greenwood County and to the entire Lakelands region. And I don't say that as a lander guy. I say that as a citizen of South Carolina. That facility has such tremendous impact on our community. And it provides a lot of needed athletic recreation opportunities for facilities for our students. Plus, there is a walking track, which will be open to the public.
And that's got a
for walking or jogging.
Special spongy type.
Yes, I believe it does.
Yes, I've had Jeff on before, and we've talked about that. That's one that's going to be good for you to walk on. It's not going to be like walking on pavement, yeah.
But it's Dr. Ball calls it a signature facility, and it surely is. It's just marvelous. It really is. Folks ought to come out tomorrow. The dedication's at 5 o'clock at the Stephen B. Dalny Baseball Stadium. And there'll be opportunities for tours, and there'll be refreshments. But it's worth seeing. It really is.
Well, you have the Stephen Dalny Baseball Center, named for Steve Dalny, who was very passionate about education. In fact, his wife, Linda, graduated from Lander University.
Right.
So,
and they've been benefactors for Lander for many, many years. You know, very generous folks, very involved, and it's very appropriate that the stadium is named in his memory. The facility also has 12 tennis courts. It has a soccer field, it has a softball field, and it's a great place, really is.
And the lighting and everything, you know, it'll be something you can go after work, go walk around out there. And doesn't it connects with the park on the backside there?
Yes,
it connects there. So lots of opportunity to take advantage of it, but you got to come out tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, is that right?
Yes, 5 o'clock at the Dalny Stadium. There'll be, as I said, a brief program, after which there'll be refreshments, and people who would like to take a tour will be taken on a tour.
Absolutely. So get out there. It's been a long time coming. Took a lot longer because of some issues to get that straightened up, but boy, now that it's finished, you can really say, wow, something to be proud of, and certainly adds another great element to Lander University.
Right. And again, this is another example of how the community came together on this facility, because the city of Greenwood County provided support and did a lot of the construction, but the preparation work for, you know, sewers and things
like
that.
Well, without that, you can't build
it. Water, yeah. So, I mean, they, you know, they stepped up and really provided a lot of valuable assistance.
Sure. So this is what is going on. It's the dedication you've had now. You've had one soccer game there, I do believe. Is that right?
Yes.
That's right, soccer game. And the baseball field is named for Steve Dalny, and then you've got some other fields that were named, correct?
The tennis courts are named for a longtime Lander tennis coach, Joe Cabry, who was also on Lander's faculty. And another tribute to an individual who provided such great support to Lander as a coach, as a faculty member, and just as an individual.
Absolutely. So, and the tennis courts are going to be out there. Now, do you have any, what happens to the tennis courts that are on Lander? I was over there at the community center, whatever it is, over there where Josephine B. Abney, and I looked out the back, and there's all those tennis courts there. Will those stay in use, or?
My recollection is that they will stay in use for the time being. I don't know if they have that targeted for
for redevelopment.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but yeah.
But the facility over there at Lander looks fabulous. I understand this is one of the largest students enrolled at Lander. They've been trying to find places to put everybody.
That's been a problem the last couple of years. The last three, actually, our enrollment has gone up tremendously, and we've had to we filled up our residence halls on campus. We've had to look at other opportunities out in the community to either purchase or lease property, and that's working out. But it's causing, it causes a little, as they say in my native language, agita. we have to find space for people. The Board of Trustees has approved a master plan, the first phase of which will include some new student residence halls as well as academic space. But Lander has just grown so tremendously, I think, that we've even outstripped our projections as far as students are concerned. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely, it's a good thing. And bringing lots of students from not only the local area, but outside the local area. We've got a lot of students coming in here. And, of course, now we even have students in exchange programs over there in Korea, China. And the kids are really learning a different perspective, aren't they?
They are. They are. Yeah. So it's mutually beneficial for the students come to us and the students that we send over to the Pacific Rim countries and also to Europe. It's just a cultural experience that's beyond belief.
Yes, it is. And that's one of the things that makes it so interesting. In fact, if you get a chance, then you can get hooked up with some of those blogs. Pretty interesting stuff there from the students over there that have gone over there to Korea. Well, this summer, I haven't read any of the others. But, Dave, it has been terrific to have you here. Looking at your bio here, I see you have 10 grandchildren.
10 grandchildren.
Wow.
Yes.
Aren't you? That keeps you busy?
They're not really near us geographically. The closest, we have three granddaughters in Florida. But my wife and I, I've said my wife several times, her name is Maureen. Maureen and I have made a point to tell our children not to have any more because we can't memorize any more names and birth dates.
we are
so fortunate. We have 10 wonderfully, just wonderful grandchildren, healthy and, just great. Enjoy them a lot.
Sounds like I was watching an interview with Susan Lucci the other day of All My Children. And the guy happened to ask her, now, how many times have you been married? She says, I think 10. And he goes, can you name them? And she started naming them. And she goes, I think that's right, but I'm not really sure. So when you get that many, that is terrific. Well, it certainly has been a pleasure to have you here. We have certainly learned a lot about Focus on Japan. I certainly hope everybody will get out there and at least see some of the exhibits, some of the lectures going on. This is a perfect way to learn more about Japan. And, of course, nice tie-in with Fuji here. I know Fuji is excited to be one of your main sponsors on this. And, of course, you are going to have many people here the whole time. So how about get out there to Lander this week and check out Focus on Japan. You can go on their website at lander.edu/go-to/focus and check out all the programs that are going on. It opens today, runs through Friday, and there's events not only on campus, but at Greenwood County Library and at the Arts Center. So check them all out. You'll be glad you did. Dave, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you for all you do to help promote not only Focus on Japan, but other activities in Atlanta. We really appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much. We love being involved. We love finding out what's going on, and that's what we do right here on WLMA. Well, we will be posting a podcast of this on the website, so if you'd like to check out more on this, just go to WLMA.net. And, of course, we were out there this morning at Stony Point doing an interview with Angel Flights and all the things going on for the tournament out there. This afternoon, If everything goes according to plan, I am actually going to get an interview with Governor Nikki Haley right here in Greenwood. Can you believe it, folks? Hey, I'll be bringing you that tomorrow, so don't you go away. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Brian.
Bye, Ann.